Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Hey, it's that time again.
Is it time?
It's time. You know, it's time for strategies because we all need them. We all need those strategies for living. At least if we're living, we do.
I agree.
Yeah. And last I looked, I was.
I'm glad. I am thankful for that.
Me too. Hey, folks, are you ready for your daily dose of radio rehab? Well, if you are, welcome. Welcome. And if you're not, welcome anyway. Welcome into 101.7 FM, 710 Keel, and another edition of Strategies for Living. I'm Dr. David McMillan, and she is psychotherapist, PLPC, Lauren Leon McMillan.
That is me.
Just asking questions here and there, and, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's a big part of my job,
yeah,
I can believe.
Yeah, I think you're right. And you brought up a question earlier today that I think is an intriguing question for all of us. What does it mean? What does it mean to be authentic, truly, truly authentic?
Right. And what is the self, right? I think so often clients and other people we talk to, you know, if you ask them, well, describe yourself, what is yourself? And they'll describe, you know, personality features or the music they like.
Or something that they do.
Right.
Their career.
Right. What do you do for a living, right?
Yeah.
That's usually one of the first things. And, you know.
And that's not
I don't think it's necessarily true.
Yeah.
I don't think we're at the core of it. I think there's something deeper.
So,
there's a core self there.
So authenticity, you know, is it being honest? Well, it's really not the same thing. Is it being consistent?
Mm.
Is it being real? And you bring up true self. Mm. So, you know, the true self, and I guess I could say congruency. I could give the word congruency here. Big word.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people say, congruent, what? And a lot of people know what it means. Some people say, congruent, what does that mean?
Right.
And yeah.
Having the same, all
yeah.
the same thing.
So is our behavior matching up with what we say
we value who we are?
And yeah. I think that's coming close to this authenticity thing.
I think so many of us in today's age and over the years, I don't think it's a new thing, right? We come into the world being told who we are.
Yeah.
And so to rediscover really who we are is the path of a lifetime.
Well, and yeah, perhaps that is our life journey,
yeah,
don't you think?
I believe so.
And yeah.
And there's no better time than we could use more authenticity in the world than now.
Ooh, isn't that the truth? isn't that the truth? You can say that again. So we are going to talk about authenticity today. What it means to be truly authentic. Some people say, really, there's just one answer to it. We'll see. We'll see where we go. Folks, thank you for tuning in to Strategies for Living. We appreciate you being here, and we appreciate our sponsors making it possible. The Robinson Film Center, and Azalea Cleaners, and Learning RX, and Pintail Roofing,
oof, oof,
and the Balanced Life Wellness Center. Back in a moment. What does it mean to be truly authentic?
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pentel's business, our fluid-applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pentel at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pentel Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
And welcome back. Welcome back into 101.7 FM. 710 Keel. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Laura Leon McMillan, David McMillan. So, is that Picasso up there on the wall? Is that authentic? What about that bag, that purse of yours?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. The Louis Vuitton.
Right.
Is it authentic? That jewelry you're wearing. I don't know any jewelry designers, so. Yeah, but that's, when we talk about authenticity, mm-hmm. a lot of times we talk about it in terms of stuff.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But we also talk about it, you know, in terms of people as well.
Right.
We know it's an important quality, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, I believe it was the number one searched word on Merriam-Webster last year, right?
Well, there you go. There you go.
If I'm remembering correctly.
And, you know.
Which gives me a lot of hope, by the way.
Yeah, I think so. But it is, authenticity is oftentimes put forth as, well, if you want to live a healthy life, if you want to live a balanced life, mm-hmm. you have to live an authentic life. So we're being encouraged to be authentic. But do...
What does that mean?
Yeah, what do we really... You know, do we really agree on what does authenticity mean?
Well, I mean, we can agree on maybe the definition, but to each person, it'll show up differently, perhaps.
Okay.
Okay. But let's take it back. I like etymology. I like to take it back to the roots.
I know.
Where the word came from.
Which is very helpful when you really stop and think about.
Right. You know, I mean, it's the true origin of the word.
Right.
And it shows us the word's history and how it was intended to be in the world. So anyway, authenticity comes from authentic, right?
Right.
And of course we know auto, well, I do. Auto, it means self.
Okay.
Right? So for authentic, auto, the first part means self.
Okay.
And hentes comes from, I believe it's Greek, and it means doer or being.
Hmm.
It's both.
Okay.
Doer, being.
All right.
So it's about perhaps doing and being self.
Hmm. Okay.
If we take it farther back, it actually comes from the second part. The hentis comes from sine, which means to accomplish or achieve.
Hmm.
Which to me is beautiful. Because then, in that sense of the word, authentic means to achieve self.
Okay.
It's self-actualization.
Ooh.
Right?
Yeah.
It's what we're all after.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes...
Lots of the great psychologists, including Maslow and
Jung,
talked about that form of authenticity, you know?
Right.
Self-actualization.
As the pinnacle of life.
Right.
It's the true journey of one's life. The true beauty in one's life is to become who you truly are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know... That's something that I truly believe as well, that, I mean, we're each special, but we're no more special than the other. Yeah?
Well, it's both and. I mean, yeah, we're each one of us is unique and special, mm-hmm. and we are, you know, we are, there's a oneness in, you know, nobody's better than anybody else, right?
Right, yes.
There may be some people that accomplish more in certain areas, right?
Sure.
Including life itself, huh?
Right,
yeah.
And who are those people that we generally look up to or even look back in and look up to, right?
Yeah.
There are oftentimes people that perhaps even in their day were considered kind of on the fringe,
mm-hmm.
but they did it anyway.
Yeah,
They were authentic.
Yeah.
They were true to them, and they brought their beauty into the world. I mean, I'm thinking of artists like Vincent van Gogh.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, you know, and it's interesting, Lauren, because what came to mind for me were the Founding Fathers.
Mm.
The Founding Fathers, and again, I don't want to be offensive to anybody, but, you know, history, we've kind of sanitized it. And so when you let's pick somebody like Benjamin Franklin, for instance.
Right.
Nobody would argue that he is a very important person in the founding of our nation.
Absolutely.
And
several of our businesses and inventions, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Including the post office.
And you know, for the better or worse, when I was coming up, what I learned about Benjamin Franklin was kind of sanitized, cleaned up, if you would.
Yeah, I think my first impression was the kite on the string, or the key on the kite.
And, you know, in the last 20, 30 years, it's been refreshing for me to read, Benjamin Franklin was a great mind. He was a fascinating person. Mm-hmm. But people of his day also found him a little weird.
Sure.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, again, I think that's a healthy thing for us to understand. You know, I don't want to pick too much on poor Ben. We could pick any of you could pick any of the founding fathers, including, you know, George Washington,
or Jefferson,
or Abigail Adams. I mean, all great men and women who were important to our nation's founding, and yet they were people.
Right.
Yeah.
They were all men and women.
And I think, for the most part, a lot of them, seem to be authentic, not afraid to be a little bit weird every now and again. Yeah.
Yeah. And to me, you know, I think it's interesting that you brought up the Founding Fathers, because I think on some level, true authenticity is and could be equated to true freedom.
Yeah.
I mean, that is the privilege of a lifetime.
What did you mention Einstein a moment ago?
I did not.
Okay, well, he's another one that I'm thinking about.
Yeah, big time.
Who, you know, certainly at some points along the way his life journey, you know, he was at some point in his early schooling, from what I appreciate, you know, some of his teachers wrote him off.
Right.
Yeah. And so, you know, again, this authentic thing may not be all that we think it is, right?
No, I don't think so. Hmm. I mean, I think it's way more than that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the ability to, you know, I mentioned in the beginning how we come into the world and we're told from the very get-go how to interact with the world.
Yeah, and we're filled up with a lot of messages and beliefs and stories that don't belong to us. They belong to, hopefully, people who care and love us greatly, and they download this stuff to us, you know, hopefully to help us,
right?
But they're not ours. Those aren't ours. They're given to us by
and to some degree, we
family
need
and
that
friends.
To function as a society, to have agreed upon parameters for which that we communicate and interact, right?
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. It gives us a starting place. I think it becomes a problem, though, and a block to true authenticity when we don't take those things out and examine them, wrestle with them for ourselves, and truly make them ours. Mm-hmm. And, you know, through the years of working with a lot of people in the counseling room, in the therapy room, I would say that a good percentage of people did not do that. You know, did not take out and wrestle with beliefs
it's a lot of work.
Yeah, it is a lot of work. Yeah.
Yeah.
and a lot of work and maybe a little pain too.
Yeah.
You know, when you confront something that you have believed to be the truth,
right,
quote unquote, the truth.
And suddenly
that foundation is shaken a bit. You're invited to look at, you know, all of the, you know, the facts, all of the known. It can be very troubling.
Right, and it can be especially troubling if you haven't grounded yourself in the true, authentic nature of your being. Because you've identified yourself with those beliefs. Those beliefs are who I am.
Well, isn't that quote-unquote normal? Isn't that...
normal in the sense that it's prevalent, I suppose.
Yeah. And isn't... I mean, I kind of hear some people who are listening to us saying, well, isn't that what I'm supposed to do?
What are you supposed to do? There's no supposing.
Yeah.
It's whatever you suppose.
Well, does the supposing, the supposed to do.
The shoulds.
In my life, can that get in the way of authenticity?
Big time.
Yeah.
Big time. You shoulding all over yourself.
it can be messy in a lot of ways.
Right.
Yeah.
Because true authenticity asks you to do the work. It asks you to sit with yourself, to know yourself, and to be flexible. You know, in the beginning you mentioned, is authenticity consistency, I think was the word you used. Is it consistent?
Yeah, is it being consistent? Is it being honest? Is it being quote unquote real?
That is another perhaps misunderstanding. Like that to be real, to be authentic, there's a consistency about yourself.
Right.
And that's not necessarily true, because when you recognize that there's a stability under your beliefs and under what society has asked you to become and to do as your persona.
Right.
That's the stability, is the core of who you are. And once you realize that, you are free to rapid change the outside to match how you feel. Within a means of, am I not hurting myself and any other people?
Right, right.
That's the
parameters. Am I not hurting myself? Am I being kind to myself and everybody else? Right.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't get to hurt people. I don't get to, you know, that's not okay.
No.
And that's and people include me.
Me. Yeah.
Include myself.
Yeah.
Well, we're grappling with this. We're wrestling with it. Authenticity. What does that mean? What does that mean to be authentic? It can be very liberating, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Some people say there's only one answer to it. Lauren hadn't given us the answer yet, but maybe she will. What does it truly mean to be authentic? We're turning that around and over and upside down today on Strategies for Living. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You're going to see the difference. When you go to Azalea Cleaners, you'll hear about it too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road. Plus, the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283 and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. azaleacleaners.com.
And welcome back. Welcome back into 101.7 FM, 710 KEO. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. We're talking about what exactly does it mean to be authentic? You know, some people would say, well, it's acting in accordance with your true self. We've talked about that
right.
In the last segment.
Yeah.
It means behaving in congruence with your values, your beliefs,
yeah.
your motives, your personality dispositions.
It can.
You know, but as I think we got to in this first segment, we wrestled with it. And I don't know what it felt like to you, Laura, but it feels like we're generating more questions than we are answers. Is that what authenticity is?
It's the quest, yeah?
Yeah.
But it's not just about the quest. It's about going along, showing up for the quest as you are.
Yeah.
To truly be authentic is to bring you along for the ride.
See, I think you're saying a ton right there. I think you're saying a ton because, as I said earlier, some people would say, well, really, there's only one answer,
okay.
and you just gave it, whether you realize it
yeah.
or not. It's showing up.
Yeah, it's just to be who you are in that moment, you know.
Yeah, because we're human, and our thoughts, our feelings change, our circumstances change,
And to show up as anything else says that you think you know that something else is better for the moment than anything else.
Okay.
And that's a little vain, don't you think?
It could be, yeah. Definitely could be.
Because perhaps our greatest gift to ourselves and to each other is the presence. Is our presence.
Is our presence.
The greatest gift that to ourselves and the world and each other
is our presence.
Is our presence.
I love it.
In the present.
In the, yeah.
I mean, what is it that we crave more than anything from and for each other? Is to be heard, to be seen,
yeah.
to be present
yeah.
with one another.
Yeah.
Quality time. That's the only thing that we can't take away from each other.
So, you know, if I think I'm guessing that most everybody listening right now, whether you're listening live on the radio or whether you're listening to this, you know, on the Facebook replay or the YouTube replay, every single person pretty much wants to be authentic. But what are the blocks?
So.
What are the barriers to it? Because certainly, I mean, if we just step back, and you touched on this
yeah.
earlier,
yeah.
The world is far from
accepting
authentic. I mean, we need more authenticity
yeah,
today.
We do.
We strive for more. The world needs that. Obviously, we don't have it. What are the blocks? We can agree that we want it.
Mm-hmm.
We can agree that we need it. What are the blocks to authenticity? I'm going to throw one
okay.
out that I think is massive.
Yeah.
And that's fear of judgment.
Huge. It's probably one of the biggest blocks to authenticity that we develop from a very young age.
Yeah.
You know, because it comes with, I mean, the first experiences we have of being ourselves in the world is actually through the eyes of our parents.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And so all we know is that all of a sudden we're somewhere and mom says, no, no, no. Okay. And we know that that's bad.
Yeah.
Whatever we
yeah.
did was bad and
yeah.
it'll be judged. Right.
Yeah.
And so those are our first experiences of judgment in the world. And you see it all over. Right.
Yeah. yeah.
But here's the thing. There's a great cost if we lean into the fear of judgment. You know, you can either lean into the fear of judgment and give your life and live your life for others
right.
and in the view of what other people and society deem you need to be.
Yeah.
But you're abandoning yourself.
Well, and I think that causes, in no small measure, a pretty good amount of anxiety and depression in the world.
Big time.
Yeah.
Because ultimately what you're doing is abandoning self.
Right.
And so that disconnect is, of course, life in alignment with who you truly are.
Right.
And those, you know, symptoms, if you will, anxiety and depression, are great calls.
Yep.
They're knocks on the door to say, come back home. Come back home to you.
Yeah.
Because it is the greatest gift. It is what you came here to be.
I think another barrier is conditioning, social conditioning. And let me throw in cultural expectations. We all grow up in a certain culture.
Yes.
Our home, our family is a mini culture.
Mm-hmm.
And we go out and we live in cultures.
A larger culture. Larger.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, all of us live in this American culture, but we're also part of the family culture. We're part of maybe the state or the city we're in has a quote unquote culture. So cultural expectations and conditioning, social conditioning, can be massive barriers to authenticity, too.
Right. Yeah. They put pressures, and also often insidiously, it plants those limiting beliefs that we talk about.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The idea is that I'm not worthy if I don't produce. I'm not worthy if I don't do this. I'm not. And the truth is, we're all born inherently worthy.
Yeah.
And yet, as life goes on, we get message after message after message that you have to do this, you have to be this, you have to
produce this. And so we talk ourselves out of that worthy
early
idea.
Very early on.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
the truth is, we're given that. We're worth everything just by being in the world.
You know, and I think this next one I'm going to mention is connected in a way, but it's a barrier in and of itself, and that's perfectionism.
Yeah.
The idea that I have to be perfect. I need to have all the answers and be perfect and be the perfect little girl, little boy.
Right.
The perfect student, the perfect church member, the perfect employee. Fill in the blank. Go on and on and on.
Yeah.
But perfectionism and the idea of perfectionism, I think, can be a massive block also to authenticity. And I would ask the question of all of us, is there such a thing? Is perfection real, or is this some idea that has somehow, it's like the Wizard of Oz, you know, don't pay attention to the guy behind the curtain.
Yeah. It's another insidious trap we've made for ourselves.
Yeah.
Truly.
Yeah.
Because all it does, and I can totally attest to this as someone who tried for years in the lane of perfectionism, right? All it does is stop you.
Yeah.
It hinders your growth, and it keeps you from moving forward in any direction.
Yeah.
And it's a mask. It hides the core self.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I think in some ways, and this is no criticism of our, you know, educational system or whatever, but I think in subtle ways, we might be sending the message to students, you're supposed to strive to get it right.
Well, and not so subtly does the education system actually really mess with this idea of authenticity.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you take it back to Einstein, I mean, there's a reason he came up with, he's quoted as saying, if you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, it'll spend its entire life thinking it's stupid.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's what we've done in the education system, is we've put a scientist and an artist right next to each other and have decided to grade them on the same test for these specific skills.
Right.
And so perhaps the scientist does incredibly well, but the artist is not going to do well on the math test and will grow up thinking he or she is stupid.
Yeah.
And then may take years, if they ever, to uncover their true gift to the world, which is their artistry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
And then, you know, so fear of judgment, social conditioning, and cultural expectations, the idea of perfectionism, perhaps all of those are on a foundation, if you will, of a lack of self-awareness. So,
sure.
They're all kind of built upon this.
Well, all of them are also built upon an external locus of control.
Yeah.
Right? This idea
that... Now, when you
that,
say external yeah. and when you say locus of control,
right.
what do you mean by that?
In other words, all of my control is based on outside of me.
Right.
All the people and the beliefs of others outside of me control how I feel and what I do.
Right. As opposed to an internal yeah. locus of control, which would mean how I conduct my life is dependent upon what's inside of me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. yeah not from outside.
It's
not
intrinsically motivated.
Right.
It's that difference between being intrinsically and extrinsically
right.
motivating.
But
and oddly enough, the journey to authenticity actually starts with the recognition of I was or have been in some way extrinsically motivated.
Right.
Because that's what starts the journey to go inside and to begin to delve into self-awareness. Because you can't begin to express what you aren't aware of.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so you certainly can't come to love and then further expand and express more of what you aren't even aware of.
Right.
Or
right.
what you've been taught to shove down as bad or ugly or
yeah.
not right.
Yeah. That's not okay. You shouldn't do that.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't. We don't do that.
We don't do that.
Yeah.
yeah. So this foundation of all of these is kind of a lack of self-awareness. So the strategies, we are strategies
right.
for a living. So when we come back, what are strategies for cultivating this, this thing called, if authenticity is as important as we say, and it's really about showing up.
Right.
Showing up or not showing up. And bringing ourselves.
Bringing your full self. The big, the bad, the ugly, the beautiful.
All of it. All of it.
The messy.
The whole.
Yeah.
Because that's the
deal.
That's
holy. That's how it's integrated.
Then what are the strategies for cultivating authenticity? True and real authenticity. There are some strategies for that. And we've got them. We'll come back and talk about some of them. How about that?
Sounds good.
Right here on Strategies for Living as we talk about today what it means to be truly authentic. We'll be right back. Dealing with stress, pain, feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strawn's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strawn's, thebalancedlife.us. And welcome back. Welcome back into 101.7 FM, 710 Keel, and Strategies for Living. You know, the more we talk about making healthy choices, well, the more we can do it. And so that's why we talk about it every day here on Strategies for Living, because we take growth serious. Yeah. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, and thank you for being with us on Strategies. Mm-hmm. Talking about authenticity today. What does it truly mean? What does it mean to be truly authentic?
It means to be you full.
Be you. I love that. Yeah, be you full. Mm-hmm. Sounds like beautiful to me.
Yeah, it is. It is beautiful.
And it is beautiful.
And I mean, I think if we truly pay attention to the people that we are most attracted to, that we would say are beautiful, you know, and I don't mean just physically in appearance, but the people who feel their beauty radiates and draws you in. I think at the heart of that is authenticity.
Yeah.
Is their ability to be with themselves and be fully themselves, no matter where they are.
So I totally agree. So how do we get there? What are the strategies for cultivating is self-reflection.
Okay.
One is tuning in and the willingness to tune in. You do a practice that you've started now and continued for many months, and it's really made a difference in your life. Mm-hmm. And that's journaling.
It has made a huge difference.
Yeah.
Now, I've done it on and off throughout my life.
You have, and I'm envious because you can go back and, you know, we can be talking about a particular time.
You can go
get the journal and you can, you know.
Let's consult
and let's see where we were.
Right.
And not that you wrote every single, you know.
No, and I did.
Journaled
always.
Every single day of your life, but you've journaled a lot for your age. Yeah, you really have.
I have. I surprised myself because I organized them the other day and I was like, I did not realize that I actually had that much written and documented. There are not many years that are gapped. but no, recently I've actually even taken up, it's been a daily practice.
Yeah.
Honestly,
yeah.
A daily
and it, because it encourages deep introspection, and that deep introspection allows the alignment of values and beliefs and actions as you do your day.
Right.
You know, whether.
Well, and then also, first and foremost, it allows you to meet yourself where you are.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a very, I would say, I mean, maybe it is for some people, but it's less intimidating than any other form, I believe, because it's just you and the page.
Yeah.
And one of the first steps to becoming authentic is to know yourself.
Yep.
And in order to do that, you have to be vulnerable. First and foremost,
there's a strategy: vulnerability and emotional openness. So practicing vulnerability in relationships to build authentic connections.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if you have realized this yet because you haven't been doing this radio thing for too long.
Mm-hmm.
But I think at some level I realized this years ago, and it honestly from time to time it scares the heck out of me.
Yeah.
But doing this is being vulnerable every day.
Sure. Yeah, you're putting yourself out there.
And you're talking about stuff that people don't usually think about or talk about,
right,
you know?
Right.
But it's important.
It is very important.
And, you know, I don't doubt that there are, I mean, and I don't think I haven't heard it, but I don't doubt that there are people out there that say, oh, heck them again. You know?
Well, they may be out there. They may not be coming up to us and telling us.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, also we talk a lot about mindfulness practices.
Yes.
What is that? And that's a strategy, I think, for increasing authenticity.
Mm,
it's increasing
time.
It's increasing awareness. Mindfulness is simply increasing awareness of what am I thinking right now? What are my emotions? And what am I doing?
Right.
You know, do they all match up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, in order to be vulnerable with other people, you have to be able to know who you are in the first place.
Right.
You have to be vulnerable with yourself and be willing to look at yourself.
Right.
And mindfulness is a great way to start doing that.
Right.
Because it just, you're sitting there. You're sitting with yourself and watching the thoughts and just getting curious.
Yeah.
You're not judging the thoughts or the emotions as they come by, but you're tuning in and feeling what it feels like to be in your body, because that's the other privilege of the lifetime. I mean, we may have arguments spiritually over, you know, what happens after this life or before this one or whatever, but what
right.
we do know is that we're in this body for a limited period of time.
For a finite period of
right.
time, yeah.
And so any moment that you have with it is a sacred moment.
Right. Right.
With this physical body.
Absolutely.
And with this perception, which includes your mind and your thoughts and emotions.
So another strategy, I think, is boundary setting. Mm. Setting clear personal boundaries that honor and protect your true self.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So many times we do things that, you know, and we're into them, and I wish I hadn't said yes to this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, so that's an opportunity to say, okay, well, maybe I need to set a boundary next time.
Yeah. Because, I mean, the way that I found has been helpful to think about it is, if you're unhappy, if you don't want to go and you show up, I mean, that's not good for you, but it's also not good for anybody else, because
right.
you're bringing that energy of, I really don't want to be here.
Into that moment, yeah.
Right.
Surrounding yourself with people who are themselves, you know, authentic people.
Mm-hmm.
Surrounding yourself, building a support system yeah. of like-minded individuals who are also seeking mm-hmm. to be authentic, to be
I think this
true.
Can be a very crucial component of becoming and continuing the practice of being authentic, at least especially in the, what I'll say, kind of coming out of the chrysalis phase, when you're first practicing baby steps of authenticity.
Right. Right.
I think it's so important to have those support people in your life to, and what it essentially is it's safe people.
Yeah.
People that you can be you fully around and
yeah.
with.
And I guess that leads me to another strategy, and we talk about this a lot. I'm going to put together acceptance mm-hmm. and compassion,
mm-hmm.
practicing self-acceptance and self-compassion mm-hmm. to embrace. We talked about earlier, perfectionism is a real block,
yeah.
and it's not real. So, you know, be accepting and compassionate towards yourself when you come against the imperfections that mm-hmm. show up. Last but not least, and very quickly,
okay.
you know, therapy and coaching can also be massively valuable if you're wanting to.
That's one of my biggest goals for all and any of my clients, first and foremost, is for you to meet you.
Yeah, yeah.
To know and love you.
Yeah, and you know, we don't all come into the therapy situation thinking that's what we want, but
it's what we all want, truly.
Yeah, yeah.
It's what we all need for each other.
Talking about authenticity, it really means showing up. And talking about it today here on Strategies for Living. We'll be right back. Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the
Absolutely,
Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun, become a member. When you become a member, you become a star.
Mm-hmm.
You get discounts on movies, you get concession upgrades, you get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center, .org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Dawn Issa Walker with LearningRx Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, Maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending. LearningRx Report offers a science solution to reading problems. Working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call LearningRx Report. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does LearningRx Report.
Welcome back. Welcome back into 101.7 FM, 710 KEO. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. You know, we talk every day here on Strategies about creating a life that makes us excited to wake up, start every day. And I hope we do that on Strategies. Lauren Leon McMillan, David
That's
McMillan.
The
That's the goal anyway. Yeah. Yeah. Plant seeds, plant new ideas, things to think about. Things that stretch us. I mean, you know, that's what
things
we want to do.
Things that help us to become better versions of ourselves.
Oh, you mean
the fullest versions.
Authentic?
The most authentic versions
yeah.
of ourselves.
Yeah. What's your takeaway from today?
So authenticity to me is the quest of a lifetime. And to be fully authentic with you and with everyone else, I'm not 100% authentic all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the perfectionism thing, you know, that blocks our way often.
You know, and maybe that's part of what we're here for.
Right.
Right.
Right. It's
becoming
to practice.
And practice. Yeah.
Yeah.
And when we fall short, you know, it's okay. We dust ourselves off and we, again, it's,
you know, a lot of people
showing
say
up
before you give a speech or something, if you're nervous, one thing that helps is to admit, you know, to say, you know, I'm nervous up here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, I think why that works is because it's about tapping into the power of authenticity.
Yeah. And most everybody out there listening
relaxes too.
Because they also have been in situations in their lives where they can relate.
Right.
Yeah.
We connect through our vulnerability. We connect through authenticity.
There you go.
And so to practice bringing that into each moment as you can with awareness.
I think that's good stuff. Yeah. I think that's very good stuff. Lauren, thank you. Folks, thank you. Appreciate you being with us here on Strategies for Living. And we appreciate our sponsors making it all possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Learning RX and Pintail Roofing and the Balanced Life Wellness Center. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call that you could make, who would you call? And what would you say? Why are you waiting? Make the call. For Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time right here on Strategies for Living.